Welcome to your New Hampshire National Guard podcast. We are always ready, always there. This podcast series is a production of the State Public Affairs Office.
I'm Tech Sergeant Charles Johnson with New Hampshire National Guard Public Affairs, and I'm here today with First Sergeant Eddie Clements, the New Hampshire National Guard Marathon Team Coordinator and the First Sergeant of the 195th Regional Training Institute. Thanks for joining me today, First Sergeant Clements.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Fast Eddie.
Yeah.
You've been the Marathon Team Coordinator for how long?
Been the Marathon Coordinator for about the past 2 years. I took over from Captain Ray Youngs. He was the coordinator when I first started running marathons for the marathon team.
And you're a member of the National Guard marathon team.
I am. They go by a couple different names. I think that the National Guard marathon team is probably the most appropriate because it used to be All Guard marathon team. The problem with that is the air funding has not been there in recent years, and so really it's been Army National Guard, but we are the National Guard marathon team. Air Force can go. The funding piece just needs to be figured out at some point. Each wing can determine if they're going to send people or not, but it's not centrally funded like it is for the Army.
So despite the fact that there's no funding right now until they work that out for airmen, they're still free to participate if they can figure out a way to get themselves to these events.
Absolutely. And, you know, I know we have some fast airmen out there. I've been told about quite a few of them, and I really wish that I could pay for them to go, but unfortunately right now I don't have a way for them to go and for them to get paid.
So the All-Guard team, the National Guard team, that enables you to now race in these sanctioned events all across the country, and you've participated in quite a few of them.
Yeah, so I've done, I don't know the number, but every year I do races with the National Guard, and think of me as a professional athlete. They pay me to go run races, right? So I've run the Air Force Half, I've run the Marine Corps Marathon, I ran the Louisiana Marathon, and funny enough, as that was the year after Desi Linden won the Boston Marathon, she was at the start line of the half at the Louisiana Marathon running the half, and you know, I gave her a little fist bump at the start and she said good luck, you know, so, and then I ended up running a PR, you know, so
personal record.
That was a great one for me. I've also done some longer stuff. It really kind of got me interested in running some longer stuff. I did a 50K in Simsbury, Connecticut that was on a rail trail, like a paved rail trail. It was a 1 mile out, 1 mile back, and I did a 50K there. So it was like 30 or 15 trips out and back. I wasn't ready for it. You know, that was one of the early races with the team. But that was a fun one. The 50-miler still holds a special place in my heart, just because I really wanted to quit that day. I mean, I was having a tough day. I couldn't stay hydrated. I was having ankle problems. And when I got to mile 40, I sat down at the aid station there, and I was just about ready to quit. And they said, "Hey, yeah, we just took one of your guys back. You know, one of your guys just dropped right here." And I was like, "Oh no, no, now I can't quit. I can't let this be the race that was too tough for the Army." You know, so I finished that one. That was one of my proudest accomplishments. I also came in third at the Central Florida Legends Marathon, which is the first time I ever podiumed at a marathon or ultra marathon. I did the Stand Hope 60K in Idaho.
That was the mountainous one?
Yeah, that was the one in Idaho, and it ended up that I got acute mountain sickness while I was racing. I I was really, really dizzy. And I had a couple of friends, Mark Jones and Fern Ryder, came up behind me. And they were like, "Hey, you don't look so good." And I said, "Yeah, I'm okay. I'm a little dizzy." And they're the ones who recognized I had acute mountain sickness. They're like, "Yeah, we're going to stay with you for a little while." And I was like, "No, I don't want to ruin your race." And Mark had told me that he took a wrong turn at one point. And so he's like, "Ah, my race is over. I'm here. You know, I'm not going to let you get hurt. Let's get down this thing together." So they stayed with me for, I don't know, the like 10 miles, 15 miles, something like that.
I've seen pictures of that, and it's literally running up mountains.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's switchbacks, and it's like, I don't know if it's shale or what, but it just slides off the side of the mountain. So, you know, a couple of wrong steps weren't good. It was in July, and there was snow on the mountain up there. So that was pretty cool. Then there was the Dufusky Island Ultra Marathon. It was a triple half marathon. And I was like, well, if I'm going to Dufusky Island during COVID, you know, this may be one of the last races I get to do this year. So, and that was in January of 21. I said, who knows what's going to happen with racing? So I'm gonna get my money's worth here. I ran the triple half, and I finished side by side with the winner. We kind of worked together, and we just kind of looked at each other a little bit earlier in the race and said, "Hey, listen, I'm not going to try and throw a move on you at the end. We're just gonna finish together and let the chips fall where they may."
I was there to observe you and your team compete in Nebraska for the time trials this past spring, and you made the team for, what was it, your second time? Was it your third time making the team?
That was my fourth consecutive team. The first time I ran Lincoln was in 2018. I learned about it after I qualified for Boston in 2017 at the Bay State Marathon. I kind of got interested in running marathons while I was deployed. A good friend of mine, Rhonda Hodge, was running the Boston Marathon, and I was able to follow her on an app on my phone. And I was like, you know, if she can run a marathon, what's going to stop me from running one? Why can't I just get off my rear end and do it? So I started asking some questions, and when I deployed in 2015 to the UAE, I decided that I was going to run a marathon there, no matter what it was. Before we even left, I decided that was it. I was going to run a marathon. So I put together a marathon while we were over there. Myself, Sergeant Pollard, Lieutenant Hossfeld at the time, was there. He helped out. But there was a lot of soldiers within the 744 that really helped make that happen. And I had some volunteers that came out and just with water stops and the cooks making us pasta the night before. Like, it really just kind of came together. I was the race director, but also we had some international guys come out. And I want to say, I can't remember where the guy was from. I don't remember if he was Australian or British or what, but we had someone from another country as well. So we ran the marathon. It was not pretty.
I imagine it was pretty hot too.
So we started, I want to say it was like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, because we knew it was going to get so hot. And there was 12 people, 12 soldiers that started, and 6 finished. So it was a pretty significant undertaking. And I think at the time I really didn't understand what training for a marathon looked like. So that, it really kind of got to me. My first race was, I ran it in 4 hours, 28 minutes, and 35 seconds, which, quick math, is about a 10:15 average pace. So I was not fast. I was hurt. I ran the last 10K with a Charlie horse in my right leg, or my right quad. It was painful, and I did not enjoy it. But when I finished it, there was this sense of completion that just kind of overtook me, and it was an experience. I ended up running 40 miles, and he ended up running just over 40 miles. So yeah, those are the ones that I've done with the team. But you know, nothing compares to doing Lincoln every year with your friends, and they've all become family. You know, there's guys from Indiana that keep an eye on what we're doing. There's people from all over the country, you know, but there's a guy from Indiana, Joe McFerrin, Sergeant Major Joe McFerrin. He calls me, he reaches out to me whenever he sees, you know, that I'm injured, or hey, you know, looks like you didn't run that much, you know, is everything okay? Is everything going okay? Yeah, hey, just little thing here and there. But we all do the same thing for each other. Bill Collins from Ohio is amazing. He's always propping everybody up and, you know, saying, hey, look at what amazing things my friends and family in this community are doing. And Kenny Rayner's an amazing, amazing athlete. He was real close to going to the Olympic trials, and unfortunately just a bad day, you know, and he didn't make it to the trials, but he's hungry. He's gonna go for it again.
Last I checked with you, you had a streak going. It was pretty impressive that entailed you running outside at least once a day for X number of years. And is that streak still going? And how long is it?
It is still going. It is outside at least a mile every day. In 2020, I did 5 miles, at least 5 miles a day. And I've kind of kept up with that. I've dialed it back a little bit. So right now, if it's, I don't know, like 3 miles, I'm okay. If I do a 5K and I'm not feeling well, again, it's few and far between. Usually it's at least 5 miles a day, even if I'm not feeling great. But like if I get sick or something, I'm injured, it can be 3, 3.5 miles, and that's it. But it's over 5 years now, and I just checked it the other day, and only because I went on the website. And I want to say that it's 22,120 days.
So that's very Cal Ripken-esque, to use a baseball reference. And if I'm not mistaken, you actually have gone outside to keep the streak going on more than one occasion after an event during those periods that you could barely walk.
Yes. So that's been really difficult sometimes, especially if I'm sick or something like that. Or there was one day it snowed like 3 feet, and I ended up just snowblowing the driveway like almost all day because I had a small snowblower. So I was snowblowing all day, and at about 11 o'clock at night, I realized I hadn't run and I was going to need to run. So I went out in jeans and my Timberland boots, and I went out and I did a mile around just the area around my house, a little small cul-de-sac area, and just ran for a mile, and that was it. But to your other point, the days that I can't really walk, I did a 50 miler, which ended up being 56 miles in, when was it? So I did a 50 miler in July of 2019 that ended up being a 56 miler. And I just it was really, really tough on my feet. And I got up the next day and I could barely walk. But before I went to the airport, I went out and I got my mile in. It was not fast, but I didn't walk. That's one thing that I don't want to say I pride myself on it, but like I don't go out and just walk. I'll go out and I get my feet moving. It might be a 10-minute pace or a 13-minute pace, but I just get my feet moving and I just keep going. And I find a lot of times that when I don't feel good, when I get a mile in, I can go further. Now for the 56 mile of the day after that, now that was 1 mile, that was one and done. It's a lot of walking through the airport that day too. So
what is your personal record, and moreover, what are your goals moving forward, not only individually but with the team?
So my personal record came in Omaha last year. So with the National Guard Marathon team trials, they're in Lincoln every year. With COVID last year, it was canceled in May. The Lincoln Marathon was canceled. We ended up doing the marathon trials in Omaha in September. And the course was a little long. I think I ended up getting 26.86 on my GPS, and others were getting 27 miles. And that's just to tell you, like, I was in really good shape, and I was trying to run around 250. I ended up doing 251 and change, and that was a 6:24 pace because of the distance, you know, because of the little bit of extra distance. But it was 6:24 pace and 6:51 and change. When I looked at my watch, when I crossed 26.2, I was at 2 hours and 48 minutes and some change. So I like to say that I went under 250, but I haven't officially gone under 250 yet. So that's a goal. And I honestly think it's probably going to take a fall marathon to do that. Just because so early in the year at Lincoln, it ends up that the heat plays a big part. You know, and so when you've been training in the heat all summer long and then you do a fall marathon, for me at least, I feel like it's easier to go from the heat into the cool rather than from the cool into the heat. So that's my goal for me, is to kind of go sub 250. If I can do better, great. But I'm happy right now with my PR. So I don't have to chase anything more than that. I obviously want to continue to make the National Guard Marathon team, represent New Hampshire. I do really, really want New Hampshire to be competitive, and I want us not just to be top three and win an award. I want New Hampshire to win the marathon team trials.
You also have a promising team member who's not here today, Sergeant First Class Corey Kaza.
Yeah, Sergeant Kaza has been doing a really good job. He's been training really hard leading up to this past Lincoln, and he really wants to come out and make the national team. And I think that we can get him there. We've got to put in the work. I've got to put in the work for the training plan. He's got to put in the work to do the miles, but he absolutely can do it. And you know, that's not just to say he's the only one that can do it. If you're out there and you're interested in running marathons, I would love to hear from you. If you're in the New Hampshire Army National Guard, I absolutely can help you. I can write you a training plan. Like I said, I'm a certified coach. So even if you don't have to think that you can run a 3-hour marathon, right? It starts there. My first one was 4:28:35. So that was a 10-minute pace. If you can run a 10-minute pace for 10 miles, come see me. So you can contact me. It's edward.l jason.clements.mill@mail.mil.
Well, I wish you good luck in building the team. We certainly have the athletes out there. For example, we just had an 18.2-mile or 18.6-mile ruck march event. We had someone finish in like 2 hours and 45 minutes. That's just one example that comes to mind. We have some really fit soldiers and some really fit airmen out there that I know you'd be happy to have on the team.
Yeah, so I've talked to quite a few of them. You know, the soldiers that have done those events, and there's some interest in the team. You know, so I think that New Hampshire can be really competitive in the next five years. And I think within the next 7-8 years, we could win the trials. I've put it out there now, so now I've got to make it happen.
First Sergeant Clements, Fast Eddie Clements, thanks for joining me today.
All right, thank you, Sergeant Johnson. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to your New Hampshire National Guard podcast.